All right, class, I'm flawing and rolling, so you're going to have to look at a picture today, but let me speak to you. I'm going to talk about governing apostolic anointing. Governing apostolic anointing. You will have to wear that, and I want you to wear that from this school, the different apostolic teaching we're giving you in classes. Now, I got number one here that is something with me in ministering. Proper dress code. I think a minister should have a dress code like the army to present yourself as a representative of God. So proper dress code, I mean dressing with a nice shirt, tie, and a suit on. And then here's a prophecy that I want you to have. Son, I am not partially with you. I'm with you all the way. I'm ready to put your ministry on display. This is a brand new day of new dimensional power. Take note of that. New dimensional power or new realms of power. Need not to review because you're about to see the new. Flowers will turn into fire and fire will turn into flowers. Dream will reveal all schemes. You will know ahead of time what is coming up ahead. They will come from everywhere, not drifting, but on purpose. Those who have lived in capacity will become captain of their lives, the fresh anointing of apostolic power. Now, class, I want you to study 1 Corinthians 2. It's very important to study that chapter. It is talking about apostolic preaching, what it consists of. I'll probably talk to you about it before, but I want to make sure that you spend ample time in 1 Corinthians 2 to pick up this anointing. We'll talk about it in a few minutes here. I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures to go with it. I'm going to turn to Isaiah 9. I want you to turn to Isaiah 9 so we can get a good shot of this governing church that we're talking about. Isaiah 9. Verse 6. Okay, we'll read in a few moments. Governing apostolic anointing, demonstration of the Spirit and power. I hear this scripture, I'm going to rattle this scripture off. I want you to read every one of them. I'm not going to read all of them. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 15, 10 talk about grace. Galatians 2:20 talks about special faith. 1 John 2:27 and Luke 4:18 is talking about the anointing. So there's a certain grace you have to have on you, a certain faith you have to have on you, a certain anointing you have to have on you to fulfill the apostolic calling that this school is putting on you. Not per se, don't jump grade, class. Not to say you're an apostle. To be an apostle, you have to generally be called by God. You have to have a whole lot of experience under your belt. You have to have manifestation in your life before God ever will call you to be an apostle. But you can move as an apostolic student with the apostolic anointing on you. Here in Isaiah 9, 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now notice what it says about him, talking about Jesus. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now notice verse 7. And the same thing should be going on in the church, in our ministry. Verse 7 says, of the increase of his government, that it would again twice, and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, established with judgment, with justice, from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, I want to pause here to talk to you a few minutes. Denominations are not the church. Baptist, Catholic, Pentecostal, Church of God in Christ, the faith ministries, every type of ministry you can name, they are not the church. These are men organized names and denomination to get their groups together. The church is one body. We're all who accepted Jesus Christ, we all want. And so don't let that tie you down to a Satan set of rule. If you notice in Galatians 2:20, there the word says, yet not I. That's three important words that I want you to pick up for ministry. Yet not I, knowing it's not you. You recognize this is a powerful prophetic time. Now notice, class, the years ahead of us are years of great significance and are being seasoned with abundant grace for the raising of governing territorial churches. We will have to function in the unusual, not church usual. Now, to function in this apostolic, you're going to have to go against the grain sometime, not to fight anyone, but to make sure you're fulfilling the direction of the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit. I know I ministered the message, and I want to give it to you now, and you need to listen to it. Holy Spirit, lead us through this traffic. If anybody needs to be led, ministers need to be led. We need to be led through this traffic so we can bring the church out of men's hand back into the Holy Spirit hand. It's very important. So let me read this again. The years ahead of us are years of great significance and are being seasoned with abundant grace for the raising of governing territorial churches. We have to function in the unusual, not church usual. Did you catch that? We have to function in the unusual, not church usual. In other words, the Spirit of God going to lead you into different dimension, different anointing, different insight, different wisdom, different understanding at this time as God restores his church back to the original form of Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. You know, I emphasize that real strong, so I want you to read that. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. When everything falls in place, when the fivefold ministry gift falls in place, teach the people properly, the people, the church itself, going to be able to function in abundant, unusual grace and get many things done. So we have to function in this unusual, not church usual. So what would that mean? Well, it's time for demonstration and manifestation of the Spirit that the church can stand in her place. Now, keep listening because there's a lot of things I'm going to say that over the years God have been producing in my life for this moment. These apostolic ministries and team will become the stronger men of their cities, governing over the spiritual atmospheres. So important that, see, the church was designed by God to govern over all spiritual atmosphere, governing over the spiritual atmosphere. When that happened, the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit are able to get done what they need to get done. Apostolic instruction, heaven to earth government, notice this now, so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened. Apostolic instruction, heaven to earth government, so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened. I'll repeat that one more time because I want you to know that and memorize that. Apostolic instruction, heaven to earth government, so that the portals, plural, of the supernatural can be opened. Right now, I'm ministering on supernatural. Supernatural this, supernatural that, to get the people adjusted to a promotion in the spirit. Let's look at Acts 5:12 for a moment. And by the hands of the apostle was many signs and wonders wrought among the people. You see that? And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Look at Acts 4:33. And you study these scriptures, class, yourself. And with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. You see that? So every time we minister, that should happen. And then study Ephesians 3. There's a prayer in there that we need to pray to keep us functioning and flowing in the spirit as we should. Here's a statement. Believers are searching for perpetual victory. What you mean by perpetual victory? I mean when it looks like things are going wrong, when it looks like you're not winning, you operate in 1 John 5:4, and you operate in 1 John 4:4, those two scriptures, that you know that you have perpetual victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You also, class, must recognize your insufficiencies and depend on the Holy Spirit. I think you can find Paul doing that in 1 Corinthians 2. I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he talks about his infirmities. Also, a strong scripture on that is Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 28. It starts out with your infirmities, starts out with the help of the Holy Spirit. It talks about praying in the Spirit. It comes to the point where you have the mind of the Spirit, you operate in the will of God, you know how to function in the love of God, you know how to function with the call of God on your life, you know how to function in the purpose of God. And then Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for them that love God, who are called to his purpose. Stick with me, class. Believers are searching for perpetual victory. So 1 John 5:4, give them that by faith. You must recognize your insufficiency and depend on the Holy Spirit. Talking about that a few minutes ago. Spiritual climate can be adjusted. Keeping a spiritual climate conducive and correct for the ongoing victory for an advancing church. I am to see that here at Word of Life and in the churches that are under me around the world. We're so thankful. Now, this is a statement that sounds simple, but yet it's profound. I've noticed this in my 52 years of ministry. Ministers will be responsible to keep the heavens open for the Lord. Isn't that a responsibility, man? As a man of God, a woman of God, you're responsible to keep the heaven open. We're spending time with God, standing in his presence, and then preaching his word by revelation with an anointing, riding piggyback. The apostolic mandate and authority is being placed upon those churches in these awesome days of the demonstration of God's new wave of power. Demonstration of God's new wave of power. Why are we going to see that? Because men are going to get out of the way. Organization are going to get out of the way. The world got to get out of the way. Satan got to get out of the way. When a strong anointed man, a woman of God, preached the word. Now, glad the Spirit of God coming up on me now. Preach the word of God in power. It will release a new wave of power. You will see prophecy fulfillment. The new breed will become pillars for God's new leadership structure to be established in his last day church. Since you're in this school, you're one of them. You'll know how to flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. You'll know how to flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. Those two things are so important. And that in order to do that, you have to be Romans 8:14, you've got to be led by the Spirit. And then there's a scripture in Hebrews 4:12, talk about the word, keep you rightly divided. And then there's another scripture that's coming to mind, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God there over in the armor in Ephesians 6. It called the word of God, called the sword of the Spirit. Oh yeah, then John 6:63. Give us is the flesh profits nothing. You talk about the Spirit, you're quickened by the Spirit. And also Matthew 4:4, Jesus in confrontation with the enemy or putting him in his place, said man should not live by bread alone, but every word that flows out of the mouth of God. So you'll know how to flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. That's two major things there that this school is concerned about, you knowing how to flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. If that happens, the fullness of the prophetic and apostolic dimension will be birthed before the breaking forth of this new day of the Lord. So the prophetic, the apostolic dimension, when you learn how to let the Holy Spirit cause you to flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. Say it out loud. Flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. Study Ephesians 4, proper order for proper production. Put that down. Proper order. Ephesians 4, produce proper order for proper production. You will set the pace for the emergence of governing, get this term now, apostolic anointing. Governing apostolic anointing to impact the cities and influence the nation. Now, our ministry is doing that now. This ministry right here in Darrow, in the middle of nowhere. So if it can do that, I don't know what city you're from, what state you're from, but you can do it. It can be done anywhere if you're following God's plan, flowing in the Spirit and functioning in the Word, spending time in prayer, yielding to the Holy Spirit. It'll happen. It can happen anywhere. You will receive demonstration in the Spirit. When you get in alignment with these things that I'm saying to you, you begin to have demonstration in the Spirit. You will see, three things you got, I want you to pick up. You will see, flow, and know more. You will see, flow, and know more. You got it, class? Seeing, flowing, and knowing. These are the three things, the characteristic that I want you to have in finishing this school. Your portion of life must be in place. I guess you can't do no better than Romans 12, 1 through 3 with your portion of life. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24 with your portion of life. Giving it over to the Holy Spirit, not trying to do it yourself. So important, all right? Your portion of life must be in place. We begin, and I can't overemphasize that. I've kept my portion of life in place for 52 years. We will begin to see governing churches that will become the spiritual womb to bring forth the greatest manifestation of apostolic power the nation have ever seen. Turn to Acts chapter 9. Let me go there. Acts chapter 9. We're going to look at verses 6 and 7. And he trembled in the storm, saying, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise. Go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. That's when Paul had his experience with God, you see. In Acts, we must have the same anointing as Jesus. I'm going to give you two scriptures with that. You know them, but I want you to have them. Luke 4, 18, Acts 10, 38. Scripture here. Look at 2 Corinthians 12, 12 again. 2 Corinthians 12, 12. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Truly the signs of an apostle was wrought among you in all, number one, patience, in signs, number two, and wonders, number three, and mighty deeds, number four. We have to have signs, wonders, mighty deeds, pace, impact, and influence. Signs, wonders, mighty deeds, pace, impact, and influence. All right, class. I'm putting a lot of stuff on you tonight. The churches in many lands will rise against all limitation, restriction, fear of men, and religious hierarchies to fulfill their destiny in God. Limitation, restriction, and fear has to be moved off of God's church that men have put on them, the government have put on them, religious organization. All those things, they had to be dealt with, all right? The years ahead of us are years of prophetic drama. Only going to be a remnant, I want you to understand. Dreams will become reality. Now, what apostle teaching you, apostle living is? My life is a dream. It started out terrible, but over the faithfulness of the years, the reality and the dream and the prophetic drama brought me to this place to be your instructor tonight. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to realize, here's an exciting statement. We will see unusual manifestations of God's power, creating a holy fear in the house of God. We will see unusual manifestation of God's power, creating a holy fear in the house of God. We will see unusual manifestation of God's power, creating a holy fear in the house of God. I want to repeat that, because there's a godly fear had to be on your life for you not to act a fool or think you're getting away with anything. We will see the manifestation presence of God in our midst. That's important. And I'm looking for that at all time when I'm ministering. I want to see a manifestation of God's presence, God's power, God's provision at all time. We will see unusual manifestations of God's creating a holy fear in the house of God. Consecration, sanctification, cleanliness. We will see the manifested presence of God in our midst. We will rise to the maturity of childlikeness in character, paving the way for covenant relationships to be birthed in His church. Covenant will take the place of competition. And that's one thing I train the men around me, and we have no competition. And there's a lot of manifestation, a lot of demonstration, but we don't slap it in each other's face or try to say, I'm higher than you. God don't want that to happen. So when you function properly in the covenant, it will take the place of competition. We must complement each other. As I just said, I'm another hit. Must complement each other. You still there, class? The revealing of Christ in and through the human bodies of the saint will allow the Holy Spirit to speak through the saints in apostolic power and authority. Apostolic, let me read it again. The revealing of Christ in and through the human bodies of the saint will allow the Holy Spirit to speak through the saints in apostolic power and authority. Very important. The removing of the anointing from churches and ministers will be the beginning of God's judgment in His house. In other words, if they don't follow Him, the anointing will be taken out, and judgment going forward. Some will fall away, others will be prematurely removed. I don't want to talk about it, but it's in the area right now. Right this day, I see some things going on. I see people being removed because they've turned their back on God. Yet others are sidestep and sideline. Many previously fallen will be restored into great portion of anointing because of their deep repentance and willing to yield to God's original plan. Now, that's very important. Now, Some things I see, I don't say nothing about. I don't hurt anybody, but I've seen all of these things happen in my generation. So it's plain vanilla. You must be holy and sanctified. You must be holy and sanctified. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, cannot use bad currents that is flowing through a person's life, a bad occurrence that is flowing in a person's life. Give you the power to overcome anything. So, class, I'm asking you to live clean. You're in the school. Anything you need to get straight with God, ask God to help you. There will be a release of the greatest manifestation of revelation and power gift the world have ever seen. Now, you see the releasing of the power gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I taught a class the other night, and I want them to understand, you started from that fourth verse. It's not just talking about gifts. It's talking about gifts, administration, operation, manifestation, and demonstration. You have to see that to function properly. There will be a release of the greatest manifestation of revelation and power gives the world have ever seen. Not a, but revelation gives the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning the spirit. Power gifts is special faith, working of miracles and gifts of healing. We need to have these spiritual gifts flowing in our ministry. As we increase the things we're talking about now, they will begin to function. These demonstrations of supernatural power will bring in the greatest harvest of soul into his kingdom. That's what it's all about. The raising up of governing churches and apostles will set God's power in momentum. That's what we're talking about. There will be a new breed of apostolic pioneers arise across the nation who will explore new heights of leadership, paving the way for the establishing of a strong structure leadership shift in the church. Now, because you're in this school and the Spirit led you to this school, this is what this school is all about. You know, I went many years. I believe I've been wearing the apostolic anointing for many years, but I really didn't know what it was. And then he called me to be a prophet. And I see now the foundational structure. He said he built a church upon the apostle and the prophet and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. So that apostle and prophet got something on their hand to build a pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. The emerging of governing churches will become inevitable because of these apostolic pioneers. I declare there's a lot of information. You getting it? All right. Invention can't stand with demonstration of the Spirit, power, and the Holy Ghost. Now, we've let a lot of invention come and a lot of secular ideas and internet and all these things. Wonderful. I use them to progress God's word. But they always must be submitted to the Spirit. The kind of church that we see being built today would not be able to stand under the intense pressure. Now that's, I'm going to close, didn't talk to you about it in a minute. We got about 2 minutes, I'm going. The kind of church that we see being built today would not be able to stand under the intense pressure of persecution and demonic onslaught. In other words, you got to go back to Acts, Isaiah 9. The church got to have an anointing. The church got to have wisdom. The church have to have intimacy with God's presence, clean living, preaching the word, not preaching poems and song, preaching the word, not just preaching the word that God was in Abraham. You see, God was not in Abraham like he's in you. God was not in Isaac like he's in you. You see, you back to Adam and Eve because Jesus brought you back. And so you got a flowing of living life flowing through you. So study these notes to be able to handle the pressure, the persecution, and demonic onslaughts that the churches with normal denomination and tradition. Well, I see now they're falling apart. I mean, they got a good front. And I'm not putting nobody down. I'm not calling no name. But the churches are falling apart. Large churches are falling apart. When I say falling apart, they have no decency. They are real disrespectful in the aspect of leadership. They want entertainment. They want to make the church a supermarket instead of supernatural. And so we are called by God, Father, in Jesus' name, anoint every man, every woman that's listening to my voice right now. I anoint them, call them aside, speak a special word. Let them have dream. Let them have vision, Lord. Open their eyes to the supernatural. Open their eyes to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Let them go deeper and deeper and be hungry and thirsty more for you. I bless every class. I bless every instructor in the school. I bless every student. I bless every church, every calling right now in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Let them study these words until we see them on the next session. Thank you for every person right now. Whatever they need, Lord, let it flow. Let them know from this class The apostolic anointing got on their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.